You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. We continue today with the holiday special, Super Spy Science Secret Santa, otherwise known as the title of my work that I can never remember, ever. It's one of those titles I thought was cute at the time. I can never remember what order the words go in. We're stuck with it now, I suppose. Just, you know, it's okay to refer to it as that Secret Santa story, the one with the spy science, because that's a lot simpler. Two chapters today, because this isn't that long a story, but it does come in 8 chapters, and I kind of didn't feel like still reading the Christmas story well into January. That seemed odd, so there are a couple of weeks in which you'll get 2 chapters. Super Spy Science Secret Santa by Tansy Rayner Roberts, Chapter 2, Q versus Cheese. There were 3 big cheeses. Dr. Medusa Whipplestein ran labs L to Z at the Secret Science Center, which included the Secret Stuff Training Academy and Quentin's own Q Lab. Professor Moriarty Time ran labs A to K, including the one on the moon and the one on the International Space Station. Ms. N ran the agents themselves. All 3 big cheeses, Quentin was painfully aware, thought that Q-Lab's annual Secret Santa exchange was a harmless bit of fun, with proven positive outcomes for the annual budget, despite the number of work hours openly and flagrantly wasted on Santa project development through December. They actually encouraged all the other labs to pick up the tradition. Nevertheless, Quentin was prepared to make his case as he stepped into Dr. Medusa Whipplestein's office. He had a PowerPoint presentation. He had graphs charting the workplace accident rate and the spike that Q-Lab always experienced over Christmas, not only because of what happened when certain gifts were received, but because of how explosive the testing process tended to be, not looking at any co-workers in particular. He had briefly considered including the puppet show he had once written and choreographed on this very topic while suffering from gift-related burns to the lower half of his body, but decided that would be a little too much. "Quentin," said Dr. Medusa Whipplestein, as his, even if he said so himself, masterful presentation rolled to a dramatic close. "Are you happy here at Q-Lab?" "Yes," said Quentin, not sure what she was getting at. Of course he was happy. He had his dream job. He worked in the best of all 25 secret science labs. No one ever talked about X-Lab. And he did good work. He thought his happiness spoke for itself. "It's just that you spend an inordinate amount of your time and mine complaining about your co-workers," said Dr. Medusa Whipplestein. "Especially when your co-workers are in danger of enjoying themselves." To Quentin's dawning horror, she spun her laptop around and began a PowerPoint presentation of her own, detailing his pattern of behaviour over the last 5 years. "I don't hate fun," he said in a small voice when she was finished. "I just want everyone to be safe and productive in a consistent manner all year round." Yeah, he should have gone for the puppets. No one could accuse him of hating fun if he was making his point through advanced puppetry. "Q-Labs is one of the most productive labs in our network," said Dr. Medusa Whipplestein, taking off her glasses to clean them. "Frankly, the only way to improve your admittedly not excellent safety rate would be to fire 2 of your colleagues." She didn't say Bruce and Barry, the bro-go-boom boys, but Quentin could hear her thinking it. "And their success rate of explosively dangerous items in the field is second to none, which is worth a little everyday risk. They've won awards, Quentin. International awards." "I don't want anyone to be fired," Quentin muttered, knowing when a battle was lost. I just don't think we should do Secret Santa. Cheer up, said Dr. Medusa Whipplestein in a this meeting is finished tone of voice. I hear you have half a dozen agents in the party mix this year. That reduces your own statistical likelihood of receiving a gift from Bruce or Barry. Am I correct? Quentin sighed very heavily. His own lab space was right next to that used by the Brogo Boom Boys, and he didn't have to receive a gift from either of them to be a potential victim of their messy, explosive enthusiasm. I hope you have a pleasant Hanukkah with your family, Dr. Whipplestein. And happy holidays to you, Quentin, said his boss. Chapter 3. Q versus Fern. Fern was lying in wait for Quentin as he trudged out of Dr. Medusa Whipplestein's office. She held two giant red mugs full of hot chocolate with candy canes sticking out of them, and she handed one to Quentin for no reason he could immediately surmise. But he was used to not understanding the motives of Dr. Fern Costas. Fern was friendly to everyone, all the time. She was a brilliantly ingenious robotics expert, and she would get so much more done if she didn't waste time organising office parties and after-work gatherings, remembering people's birthdays and all that unnecessary flutter of which Quentin simply did not see the point. She could have invented a birthday remembering robot by now, which would surely free up a lot of time and energy for her, allowing her more productivity in the workplace. If he ever got her in the Secret Santa, perhaps he could... No! Quentin should not encourage the madness. So, said Fern, her dark curly hair bouncing as she threw herself at him. Did Professor Whipplestein pay attention to your PowerPoint presentation this year? She brought her own PowerPoint to cancel mine out, Quentin said glumly. It was an excellent presentation with a good balance of educational information and non-denominational humorous slides. Wow, hardcore. She found your kryptonite. So, are you done with your token resistance for this year and ready to embrace the fun? Fern did a little dance and clinked her mug to his, which he continued to hold out of politeness and not because it smelled like happiness. I don't hate fun, Quentin sulked. He wished everyone else believed that. His idea of fun was just different to that of most people. It involved a nice cup of tea in the morning and somehow squeezing an extra 8 hours of work into an ordinary day. It involved elaborate spreadsheets and truly excellent PowerPoint presentations. Sometimes it even involved puppets because he could think outside the box. Efficiency plus productivity equaled fun. How hard was that to grasp for everyone else with their reindeer hats and overly sweetened drinks and pretending that their celebrations were secular while sticking angels and stars on literally everything? Fern patted him on the shoulder. You should be thanking me. I'm going to make sure you actually enjoy Secret Santa this year. With the agents added to the mix? I don't see why you decided to make this ridiculous shindig even more elaborately pointless. Agent Stiletto loves the idea, Fern interrupted him. Quentin did not trip over his own words. He merely misplaced the end of his sentence. Excuse me? Agent Stiletto said, and I quote, that sounds like fun. Count me in. She's the one who suggested I invite Agent Eggplant and the others. Fern looked smug. Agent Stiletto does not have any interest in fun, Quentin said hoarsely. Agent Stiletto is a serious professional who wouldn't be caught dead at your frivolous holiday party. Agent Stiletto was the most dangerous, beautiful, brilliant, horrifyingly callous, clever, beautiful agent that Quentin had ever worked with. She appreciated his work with the quiet, respectful reverence it deserved, And once, when he showed her how many layers of electro wire he had knitted into an otherwise innocuous pair of spy socks, she had smiled at him. Agent Stiletto's smile was rare and to be prized. Quentin did not have a crush on her. He respected her greatly as a colleague and a friend. Knowing she supported this secret Santa madness made him respect her a fraction less than before, but he would rally. Surely she had her reasons. Agent Stiletto said she'd love to come to the party and participate in the Secret Santa Exchange this year, said Fern, with an air of someone who had just won all the arguments. Oh, and by the way, everyone else has already drawn their names. This last one is left for you. She tucked a small piece of paper into his hand. It, of course, read Agent Stiletto in a discreet font. Better make her something good, Quentin. No pressure. She waggled her eyebrows at him, knowingly. I don't know why you're making that face, said Quentin crossly. My respect for Agent Stiletto is entirely professional and platonic. Which was going to make it even harder to create the perfect gift for her. Sure, said Fern. Professional and platonic. Whatever you say. Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. We'll have more Super Spy Science Secret Santa next week. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. If you don't yet have your copy of the ebook of Dead Queen Walking, don't forget you can pre-order it now on any ebook platform, or you can sign up to Patreon and get it right this second. Okay, see you next week.